When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte, and this is Reblog. Reblog are special episodes of the 80% podcast. It's when I read selected articles from my personal finance blog and website, Ready to Be Rich, which you can find at fitzvillafuerte.com. Today, I'm reading the article entitled, How to Start So You Can Change Your Life. How do you start investing? What are the steps to start a business? How do you start at online freelancing? What should I do to start a blog? A lot of people ask me ways on how to start something, and I'm often generous enough to give them the first few steps to take. However, most would never start investing. Only a few would start a business. Those who wanted to become freelancers would stay working as an employee, and those who wanted to start a blog often never does. Thinking about these, I asked myself, why is it hard to start something new? If you've ever set a goal, like save money, start investing, be an entrepreneur, lose weight, learn a sport, etc., and then later found yourself stuck at that point of never actually starting, then listen, because I have an advice for you. So why is it hard to start something? It's human tendency to live within our comfort zone. Inside it, we feel safe. We know what everything is, where they are, and we know how everything works. We have a routine, and we like it that way. I once heard someone say that the reason why we prefer living this way dates back to the Stone Age. A time when, if someone ventures outside the cave and into the dark unknown of the jungle, they'd often never come back. In those early days, to stay alive, it's important to remain safe within familiar territory or risk being eaten by wild beasts. That belief got stuck in our subconscious, and that's why today we opt to avoid risk and stay safe inside our comfort zones. But if you think about it, we then perhaps owe the progress of our civilization to those who were brave enough to explore into that unknown. If not for those who went outside the safe area, then we'd never discover and learn about new things. I believe it's essential to take on challenges and face our fears. If you want our life to become better, in a similar sense, this is the only way we can progress. Change is difficult and scary. It is indeed difficult and scary to do something different. But once in a while, we become curious. We get inspired and motivated, and we decide to try. And this brings us to that crucial step, making our first move. However, this is also the time when most people become paralyzed with fear and eventually end up with many and different excuses for not starting. When you let the fear of failure cripple you, if you begin caring about what other people will think and say if you fail, then you're essentially giving up on living the most out of your life. And that is, for me, a sad reality which I see in most people. Work on progression, not perfection. Have you ever wanted to try something new? planned on starting a new project, resolved to learn a new habit or a new skill. Then here's my advice. When you find yourself at the edge of your comfort zone, go ahead and just take one step forward. In other words, simply do what you can, wherever you are, and with whatever you have. Don't let the lack of resources, knowledge, or even time hold you back from starting something. The key is to work on progression and not perfection. Things will never be perfect, but it's perfectly okay to start nonetheless. Just be creative and resourceful and act despite the sense of uncertainty. Believe me when I say that things get progressively clearer and easier once you start. So go ahead and open that investment account. Draft that business plan. Write that first chapter of your book. Buy those training shoes. Register that domain name. Take that first small step towards your goal. And then, take another small step, and another, and another. Build your momentum with each step, and you'll notice that the pieces which you need to complete the puzzle will start to appear before you. This strategy has worked for me, and I know it will work for you too. Imagine your goal and write the things you need to do to reach that goal. Then break it down into smaller and smaller steps until you end up with a daily to-do list. Next, set aside everything and simply focus on doing the first few items on that list. Do at least one item every day. No excuses. Just do it and start. Again, remember to work on progression, not perfection. If you want to succeed in life, the most important thing to do is to simply start.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.